Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Blimpy Subs Franchise Show podcast. This is your host, Graham Chapman. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday evening. I have a special treat for you guys this evening. Two co-owners of a franchise location in New Jersey are stopping by to share their story, tell us a little bit more about why they bought in to the Blimpy franchise family last year, a recent grand reopening they went through, and sort of sharing some tips, tricks, and advice with aspiring owners who are looking to open their first or next location, sort of an in-your-shoes or in-their-shoes type podcast feature that should be, wonderful for all you folks out there considering the Blimpy franchise and other business ownership opportunities. Before I begin, I do want to make a couple big statements or big announcements for our listeners that, as you guys know, the BlimpyFranchise.com new franchise development website that shares everything you need to know about the Blimpy franchise opportunity is now live. And a special addition to that website is the free Blimpy Franchise Information Report, a downloadable document that you can access directly from that website that is a sort of take me home that gives you some more of that detailed background information on what it takes to open a Blimpy franchise and why the time is now to get in on the action. So thank you guys for joining us this evening. As I said, we have some co-owners here. We have Constantine Stazanopoulos and Gary Tillett, co-owners of the New Hills, New Jersey Blimpy location. And we appreciate them spending some time with us. Gentlemen, thank you for joining, and welcome to the podcast.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, it's going great. It's always fun to be online talking about Blimpy. So let's jump right into it, guys. Congratulations to you for joining the Blimpy franchise system last year. Let's start there with the biggest question I believe is on the mind of our listeners, people who are considering buying a franchise. Why did you guys choose to join the Blimpy family when, you had other franchise opportunity options out there for you?
So, it's a combination of different things that actually brought us into this. We have been, I have been involved with Blimpy for many years as a family friend of mine who actually owned our store prior to us buying it, had it for 22 years, almost 22 years. It was about 21 years or so. Yeah, and on and off, I grew up with the owner's daughter. She was my best friend since the fifth grade. So their name was the Garabeds. They owned it, and on and off for, 21 years, I would help them out when they, had huge events going on or if they were short-staffed or whatever. And so I had a real understanding of what Blimpy actually is, what the quality of Blimpy is, the slicing, how everything's fresh sliced and everything's fresh baked. And, there was just so many going factors about it that I knew. And then, unfortunately, the owner, her father, Mr. Garibed, passed away suddenly. And when he had passed away, I had a restaurant background. I was working for Shake Shack as an area developer. And I had this opportunity to be able to go help them out. They basically needed my help. So I went, I said, absolutely, I'll help you guys, keep the doors open, we'll keep it going, and their lease was about to come up. And at that point, they didn't have the capability to keep the business going. So they asked me, they said, we really would love for you to take over this store and own it. And, I came home and I spoke with Gary and we said, all right, let's really think about this. Let's really think about what kind of opportunity this could bring us and if there was any other options out there. So, we checked into other franchises and, just knowing what Blimpy is, knowing what they stand by, and, Gary and I went forward and said, let's do this. And that was last
July
31st.
How do you two know each other?
When we closed. Gary and I have been friends for about, 6 years or so?
Yeah, about that.
About 6 years. So we've known each other for a very long, fairly long time.
What's, you're in this situation where you have the opportunity to take this store over. You sort of shared a little bit about what makes Blimpy special to you and a little bit about your background, Constantine, your background. What took you to Shake Shack and sort of what was your path in franchising before you came back to Blimpy?
So basically what it is I'm Greek. So being Greek, you kind of get thrown into food one way or another. It's just kind of like a given thing. So I grew up, you know, I grew up with my parents being in the restaurant industry, and it was something I always had a passion for. I love cooking. I'm a chef by nature and by trade and by everything. So I'm a foodie, and I went from working from a busboy all the way up to being a line cook to being a chef to, you know, a server to management to everything. And it was one of these things where, you know, it's blimpy. It's just, it's what I grew up on. It's what you know about. And it's just, it's a great opportunity for someone who wants to still have a life. Meaning it's a lot of work. It's no joke, but I close at 8 p.m. I'm fortunate enough to be one of these stores that close at 8 p.m. So I could still see my family. I could still see my kids. I can still kind of have a little bit of flexibility. Not much, keep in mind, but I still have a lot of flexibility in what I could do. You know, I do have some flexibility, which is great. You know, if I need to take a morning off because I have something to do, you know, my kids' honor roll breakfast, I could do so, and I can go into work later on in the evening and still be home, you know, to tuck them in for bed, you know. So it's a good opportunity in that aspect. You know, it's, you still could have a human life and not just be a robot of work until 3 a.m., you know.
Which is a problem in the restaurant space for sure.
It is. And that's
Gary,
why,
what's your story, man? What's your background and what got you into the restaurant business?
Well, I definitely don't have the strong food industry background that Constantine has, but I have a very strong business background. So Constantine runs the store daily. That's basically his full-time gig. I'm there nights, sometimes weekends, and help out behind the scenes for the most part. I have a full-time position that I go to daily. I do finance, so I work for an environmental remediation company, and I'm pretty much the CFO of that company. So that gives also me some flexibility because I have more of the office-y desk job, and you know, I take lunch, and I fortunately work close enough to home that I could come home. Sometimes I help out with doing email blasts for customers, count the daily deposit that came in from the night before, you know, other bookkeeping type items. Actually, today just process payroll for our employees, and then on the weekends,
he's the brains on the muscle, basically.
Yeah, once in a while. All right, you said it. So there you have it. And once in a while,
yeah, he gave you that. You got to take it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Definitely. That's a good one. Thank you. So I'll go there sometimes at night if needed, but I try to pop in there a good amount on the weekend because it's no matter whether you're fully involved or partially involved. I mean, the owners have to be involved.
100%.
You know, you can't just sit back and not know what's going on in your business. Even if you trust somebody or you have somebody great and competent working there, you still have to make sure that you see what's going on, you meet customers, you do what you can to get the brand out there, to sell the items, to make sure everybody's happy.
And that's the thing also, like Gary, just to feed off on Gary's with the customers love seeing the franchisee in the store. The customer loves seeing the franchisee behind the slicer,
they do.
Dressing, whatever it is, interacting, getting to know them on a first-name basis. You know, if it's a new customer, finding out, you know, where they came from. You get that feedback from your customer face-to-face. And it's the most important thing is that a franchisee and that customer interaction is something that a customer takes back with them.
I agree with that, and I'll add to it a little bit what Constantine just said about the franchisee and the interaction with the customer. You know, when you have employees working there and they're making your product and building it and ringing up, they have interaction with people, but they don't have the passion, or often they don't have the passion that the franchisee themselves has. There's just a completely different motivation, obviously, that why we're both there in the store. You know, Constantine and I are there to, you know, grow that business, to serve the community, to make sure everybody's happy. Most employees are there for their daily job, which is perfect, and that's their reason for being there. So, again, just to reiterate that, it makes a big difference, and we feel it and we see it when we're there in the store, and we see the satisfaction of customers that come in, and sometimes we'll offer and upsell different products or introduce new, give different ideas to people who are unsure of what to order and try our new smoothies and so on and so forth.
I mean, but, you know, to touch on the employee topic also, though, it also is good, and not good, it's very important, I'm going to say, that you really just hand-select your employees. So sometimes it's rough. Like, you know, in my area, it is difficult for us to get, you know, a lot of applicants. But when we get them, we do have selection, you know, of who's the best. Who's going to have that full, you know, customer service experience? Who's going to be that all-star? Who's going to be the person that really is going to make somebody feel welcome in the restaurant? No matter what, quick serve or not, it's still a restaurant and it's still the hospitality business. So
absolutely,
you got to make sure that you have that right staff in there. And we are fortunate enough that our staff is all-star. Like, we have a staff that is so amazing that we are so lucky to have them that it makes us really, you know, enjoy being there too with them. So when the customers see that interaction with the franchisee and the employees having a great time and the customer gets involved with that, that right there is something that no matter what marketing you do, you can never sell that.
So, that's
sure.
True.
And we're
you guys are making this
from...
easy on me, fellas. I'm like supposed to ask you later for advice and tips and business strategies, and you guys just laid it all out there. I appreciate it.
No problem. You know, There's a lot of different factors, but go ahead. I want to hear what you, I'm sorry.
Oh, no question. I'll tell you what's interesting to me, or that I think would be interested to listeners. So, you know, a lot of folks out there are interested in buying into an iconic brand like a Blimpie, but there obviously are, I mean, despite the fact it's one of the most affordable, you know, brick-and-mortar sandwich shop type for a franchise change you can buy into, it's still, you know, not the cheapest franchise opportunity around, and there's a lot of responsibilities and stress and pressure, as you mentioned, being a business owner. You know, obviously one option to minimize some of that stress and limit the financial burden of buying into a franchise is to partner with somebody like you guys have. I guess what's interesting to me is, you know, what's it like working with a friend of yours? Like, what's it like having a partnership, and is that something you'd recommend to others?
You got to choose it wisely. I mean, honestly, you have to choose it wisely, in my opinion. It's just like any other relationship. It's a commitment, and it has to be something that you both have to be willing to get into. You know, this is a huge step for anybody who's involved. It could really take a hard it could really affect a relationship one way or another, whether it be, you know, your significant other or your best friend or, you know, a cousin or whatever it is. You have to keep in mind that this could either make or break a relationship too. We are lucky. We get along extremely well. We spend a lot of time together. We get along really well. So we have a good balance, and we respect each other. That's the biggest thing, too. He knows that I have more knowledge on the restaurant industry, like the food brand and, you know, food. And I know he has more knowledge on the financial aspect. So I'm not going to go to battle with him on something that he's confident that he knows is the right way to handle something, just like he doesn't with me. It's just a matter of respect and knowing when to go where and when not to. So,
got it. What's your take, Gary?
Yeah, I agree with that. It absolutely has to be somebody that you have trust and faith in, because if you're entrusting any part of your business to someone else, and even if it's not a partner, if it's a manager, an employee, you know, that trust and faith in that matter is very important. And like Constantine said, he does know the food part of it, and I've learned a lot in the last year.
Absolutely.
And he also knows, and I know a little bit more, or my, you know, primary training and career is in finance and business, so I sort of have that covered. Sometimes he'll ask a labor law question to me or a payroll issue and so on and so forth, but when it comes to the building of the sandwiches and food handling and so that he's trained me very intensely on that. With that said, of course, there's times we do butt heads. Mm-hmm. We sometimes just have a different opinion of how something's going to happen or how something should happen. And, you know, we'll have our moment of disagreement, but knock on wood, so far, a year of this has gone by, and we've been able to resolve and overcome any of our disagreements, and often it's led to being able to look into something at a different view or look at something deeper and more intensely before we make a decision that could affect the business.
And sometimes what happens is the two of us will come up with a solution together and have that teamwork together where it's like, all right, well, if we do this with this, and then this could happen. And then he'll chime in and say, well, we could do it another way too. And then we kind of just come up with the right compromise, almost is the word I want to use, that ends up being the best that ends up working best because both of us put our knowledge together and we come up with an awesome killer plan. You know?
Right.
So.
And if any other people out there are looking to partner with someone and it's a friend or even a family member, you kind of have to set the standards or the expectations earlier on because it's impossible for two people to share every aspect of business equally. So two people are generally not going to be able to spend the exact amount of hours in the store or doing the exact amount of physical, manual, written labor, or whatever it may be. So it's up to each grouping of people that go in a franchise together to determine what each strengths or weaknesses are and how their arrangement's going to work. Obviously, Constantine is physically present in the store tenfold over me, but hopefully I pull my weight by doing these things behind the scene when I take I do reconciliations and bank information and pay bills and those things,
too. I mean, another
thing
is there's so many times I've called him where one of our employees are calling out, and I'm like, I'm in trouble here. I have a situation on my hands. Come and help me close.
Right.
And I'm calling him at 4:30 on a Friday night, and I'm like, I need you to come and help me close the store tonight. I'm not doing this by myself. And so and so called out, and so and so has, you know, stubbed toe or whatever it is. There's always something, you know. And
sure.
Things happen.
Like, it's always that trifecta that happens. And you know, and I'll call him and I'll be like, you know, I need you to come and close, and he will absolutely 100% get up and come and close. He'll finish up his office, go home, change his clothes, and come to the store and help me close. And he'll be sitting there scrubbing the floors and mopping and doing everything that he has to do with me to help close the store. So that's something that's, you know, there's a lot of time, you know. Just last Saturday, for instance, last Saturday morning, our proofer broke. And I'm like, I have no idea what to do about this. Completely clueless. There's a fuse somewhere. You're the guy who does this. He's really hands-on and, like, handy. So I'm like, you got to come over and check out this fuse. 7:30 in the morning on his Saturday morning, he's there. So, you know, it takes stuff like that where everyone knows that, you know, you may have certain roles that you play, but you have to be able to put that hat on
and,
no matter what it
is.
And
when you have to be equally committed.
Yep.
Right. And when you own your own business versus working for someone else, there's no walking out the door at 5 p.m. and forgetting about it until the next day or until Monday morning. You know,
yep.
You still have that responsibility that is different than when you're an employee of someone else or another organization. So that baby is yours, and you got to do what you have to do whenever you have to do it.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You guys have provided me a nice little segue here. Speaking of, you know, partnerships and relationships and, you know, being committed to the success of certain franchise locations and the system at large, Blimpy does provide franchise owners, you know, with an added benefit or an added level of support that few franchise brands do with their area developer network. Unless I'm sorely mistaken, I'm pretty certain you guys are working with my friend Mike Sorreo out there in the New Jersey area.
Mike
Sorreo
is on my speed dial.
Yep.
He's on my speed.
Let's dig into that. So tell our listeners who are exploring franchise opportunities, like when you're buying in or even when you have your franchise operational, you know, what distinct advantage do you have having a resource like an area developer such as Mike Sorreo available to help?
All right. So, Gary, you want me to start off with this?
Yeah,
one?
You can start off. Sure.
Okay. So Mike Sorreo, first of all, let me just start with Mike Sorreo is a godsend. Having that kind of support from Kahala, you know, them giving us an area developer the way they have, Mike's entire team, he also has Susan and Larry that's on his team also. You know, I tend to speak to Mike majority of the time. Mike and Susan, they're my go-tos. You know, I've known Susan for a long time also because she was very involved with the previous owners. But they are, when I tell you, such a godsend and so helpful. I mean, they held our hands through the whole renovation process. I'm not sure if you know, but we did a full renovation of our entire store, brought in the second franchise of Surf City Squeeze also, but did a full renovation of our entire store in 9 days. Literally, closed the store for 9 days,
wow.
Redid it all. Yeah. And Mike Sorreo was awesome. I mean, I would call him every hour and a half to 2 hours with different questions on things that I needed and about, you know, following the diagram that you know, Kahala supplied us with and supplies and everything. You know, again, I was telling you about my proofer breaking the other day. My reaction was, let me text Mike. I text Mike within maybe, I'd say, 4 minutes later. I got a phone call and a text message. Well, a text message saying, call you in a minute. And then a minute later, I got a phone call. So, and he told me, call this person, check this, it might just be this, whatever it was. So Mike's role with us and being able to grow our store the way we have and taking over the store and bringing it to where it is surreal. It's just unbelievable how helpful and how amazing he is, and Susan and, you know, Larry also. They're very supportive. During our grand opening, they were all there, you know, everything. And I don't know. I just, Mike and Susan are two people that really, really have been super helpful. And you know, when I'm out of town, let's say on a trip or something, you know, I call Susan. I say, Susan, can you do me a favor? Can you speak to Mike? Can you go check on my store? I'm going to be out of town for, you know, 5 days. I need someone to go check on the store for me. And Susan goes and she checks on the store and makes sure everything's okay, you know. And it's just, they're awesome. They help you with marketing. I mean, everything. You know, Mike paid for an ad for our grand opening for us as a gift, you know, and he did a very expensive half a page ad in the local paper, you know, as a gift. That's what they did. So, you know, they want to help. They want you to succeed, and they do everything they can to help you succeed. Every tool that is possible is there. Everything, you know, everything from, like, you know, an issue that I have with DiCarlo, who's our distributor. I'll call Mike and be like, Mike, they're doing this again, and he'll 100% get, you know, he'll get Alex on the phone, and he'll be calling up Kahala, and he'll be like, all right, this situation will be taken care of. And from that to good things where I ask him, well, like, Mike, my sale is just, like, went crazy, and I need to figure out how, you know, what do I have to do to make sure that, you know, I have enough for this catering and whatever it was in the beginning when I was still rusty on catering and things like that, you know. And they hold your hand, you know. They offer you exceptional training. They really are superb. I don't know if I've made that clear, but they're awesome.
Oh, you absolutely have. I can't imagine Gary has any oxygen left to use to add to that.
Yeah, he sort of covered it all. But Mike was the first person who contacted us when we put in our initial inquiry when we were deciding to buy the store. Mm-hmm. So he basically walked us through, holding our hand from the beginning through today, as far as setting up our business to become franchisees, and the application and the paperwork that needed to be submitted, and so on and so forth.
And the transfer of the store.
He was the intermediary, and he is the intermediary still. He is the voice of Kahala, which is the parent company. So he looks over the franchises in the area and makes sure that they're maintaining brand standards. And he's also the voice of the franchisee when we have issues that we have to deal with on a higher level, like whether it's to our distributor, which Constantine mentioned, issues in the past we may have had with DiCarlo, or making contact to Kahala for something and the proper person to reach.
During our renovation, he did a lot of that.
Absolutely, and everything from the smallest detail you could imagine, where do you buy, you know, the correct screw for, like Constantine said, where do you get the fuse to fix the oven, to something major, decorating the store and making sure the tiles are placed in the right order, and the cabinetry color is exactly correct, and the food builds are being done properly. He trained both of us on Blimpy and Surf City Squeeze standards and so on. And he's there 24/7. I can't think of a time that we've reached out to him that he hasn't gotten back to us with an answer or a response or a got your message and I will get back to you in the morning. Please just let me have a good night's sleep.
Yeah. And Susan's the same way also, too. So, like, they're a great team. They really are. They're phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time with Mike personally. He was very helpful at the big 50th anniversary celebration we did a couple of years ago. I mean, I've seen him get his hands dirty himself. He's willing to jump in and lend a hand at any level, making sandwiches, mopping up the stores. If you needed his help to get something done, he'd do it for sure. That's cool.
100%.
100%. If I'm not mistaken, both Mike and Larry have been in the Blimpy world for a long time. I'm talking, I think they go back like 30-plus years. I mean,
Well, Mike's
kind of
family's
history.
Been involved since the beginning.
I believe so.
Yep.
I believe they've been around, many, many moons, many iterations of Blimpy.
So he's a good person to have on your side as a franchisee, that's for sure.
Well,
exactly.
I'm certain that a grand reopening would not be possible in less than 10 days without a resource like that and some pretty phenomenal support from the Kahala Brands parent company at large. So I guess tell me about sort of that process and why you feel that adding that additional franchise location as a co-brand, I'm assuming, was the right move for you. What does that add to your what does that add to your Blimpie store?
Well, I mean, okay, so let me start with the whole rebuilding of the store and everything.
Yeah,
our store
yeah,
was built originally. Yeah, our store was built originally in 1994. And just like anything else, wear and tear happens, and it just got really – it needed to be brought into that new, modern, crisp, clean line, brand new, awesome look.
It was showing its age.
It was showing its age.
Definitely.
For sure. So we had decided when we first bought the store that that would be our deal. But, you know, it took a few months. We bought the store in, well, the end of July, and it was in April when we did the renovation. So, no, it took us a few months to actually recoup some money and be able to go into that next step. The support that we had from Mike was just unreal. Mike was really hands-on. He came in, helped me with the tiles. So we went through, you know, every step of where to get the tile, what the tile colors are, the way the tiles had to be laid out on everywhere from the backsplash to the floor to our cabinetry. And then once we started demo, every single day, well, okay, he came on site 3 out of the 9 days he was there with me, which for someone who has a lot of places to be and do a lot of stuff, he was very much involved with us. And he came in and just like really was helped hands on with that and really helped us get through all that stuff. And then Kahala, they give you a paint by numbers basically. You know, it's really easy to do that stuff. They help you out too. And you call them and you go back and forth via email, and you know, it's a lot of emailing, a lot of back and forth, but they kind of helped you out with that too, with the layout of everything and the coloring and whatnot. So that kind of helped the whole process of getting it done in 9 days, you know? Trying to think, what was the other part of your question? Because I went on such a tangent just now again.
No, that's perfect. Now, the other part of the question, I guess I'll clarify this for our listeners before I get into the second part of that question. So there are sort of three levels in the Blimpie system for our listeners. Kahala Brands is the parent company, which owns and manages more than a dozen of the leading restaurant brands around the country. The Area Developer Network that Mike is a part of are local area developers. So Mike is a local, and Mike and his team are local New Jersey folks who are responsible for helping people in the New Jersey area find franchise opportunities and working with folks like Constantine and Gary to ensure that and do everything they can to ensure the success of franchise operators like Constantine and Gary. And then, of course, you have the franchisees themselves, who are the owners and operators of franchise locations on a local basis. So just wanted to make that clear for our listeners.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go into – so you are now a franchisee of both Blimpie and Surf City Squeeze. I assume that you have a co-brand there, and what do you feel Surf City Squeeze brings to your Blimpie location?
So we brought it in because we had the extra space to be able to do so, and we kept racking our brains on what we wanted to do, and there were so many different franchises that we could have gone with within our parent company brand. And we went to Surf City because, you know, Mike's recommendation for it, and they also, you know, we went and we checked one out, and it was awesome. It's an all-real fruit smoothie company. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's real fruit. It's a great base. It's delicious. And there was nothing really like that in our area. There's no real fruit smoothie companies. And we wanted to have that second option for somebody who wanted to come in. And, you know, a lot of times people are adding a smoothie to their as a combo. So they'll be getting their combo and add a smoothie instead of a drink, out of a soda or anything like that. So, you know, Surf City was just a great opportunity. It was a really affordable franchise to buy into. It fit perfectly in the space that we had. It was great for the location that we're in as far as demographically. And the product was amazing. So it was like a no-brainer. So we went forward with it, and it's been very, very successful in our location. We've been very fortunate that it's been really taken on, and there's a lot of the moms who come in, and they're not in the mood for a sandwich, and they're on the go, so they want to just grab something that's nutritious and delicious, and they'll just get a smoothie instead, and their kids will be eating their sandwich in the backseat of their car that they got, you know, their sub. So, you know, it was just one of those that gave more option to the neighborhood, and it was really something that was in need, and it was a great product, so it just made plenty of sense, I'm sorry, to not do it. I mean,
sure.
Plenty of sense to do it. So I'm going all over the place, sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. This is great. So, to add Surf City Squeeze, you had to go through this renovation process. You know, I know there are a lot of franchisees out there who are on the fence due to the cost or any other myriad of factors. that would hold somebody back from executing a renovation and a grand reopening and doing that process? You already suggested yourself that the location needed a renovation period. It was showing its age some. Would you do this again? And what type of impact do you feel the renovation has already had on your business?
So, I mean, I'll start, and then Gary can, you know, of course, say what he would like to say. I think that would I do it again? Yes, I would do it again. I would definitely do it again with the knowledge that I've, you know, I learned along the way. Everyone says, you know, you take that knowledge with you to the next adventure.
Yeah, of course.
It definitely, the renovation has done wonders. There is a lot of customers coming back who haven't been there many years. It's the new buzz. It's the new place to be. You know, there's kids hanging out there because they're having the smoothies and they're doing their Pokemon stuff. You know, it's a cool new place. So yes, I definitely think the renovation is very helpful for our business. We've definitely grown quite a bit. Last year, for instance, when we purchased the store, we were ranked 153, I believe, last August. This past August, we were ranked number 50
in sales and volume.
Yeah. In sales-wise, that's a huge jump. And a lot of it had to do with us coming in and renovating the store and making everything super, super fresh, super clean, and having the great customer service. So between the renovation and the service and everything along the way, it definitely has been very helpful. Yeah, everything has really pushed us.
Part of a challenge that we had faced was the age of the store and the facility itself. And we're located in a strip mall, which is our neighbor to our right is Dunkin' Donuts. Right behind us in a separate building, but still right behind us, is Burger King. And 75 feet across the parking lot is Starbucks and Panera. So all of those restaurants are, I'm pretty sure, all built within the last 5 years or renovated in the last 5 years or so. When people are making the choice of where they want to go, most people want the newest and the most modern, cleanest type place to eat. So,
of course,
Blimpie rank, you know, the store we had, you know, the decor and everything in there was kind of dated, and it just didn't have that, you know, feel of let's hang out in this place. It's a great place to sit and eat. The people who love Blimpie still came to Blimpie, but I think it was losing, and it seemed to be losing, a lot of the younger, newer crowd. They would be hanging out at Panera, at Starbucks, which, as you know, are sometimes difficult to compete with. Once the word got out and we did the grand reopening, and you can see our incredible sign that was put up on the building and our, you know, new windows, from the windows you can see all the new cabinetry and artwork and tiles, it just had it began to move up in the ranks of the community, and people now were seeing it as one of the choices among those to eat. It wasn't at the bottom anymore. It really moved towards the top. Adding to that, it wasn't just Blimpie anymore. Now there's a smoothie shop in there too. So you walked in there for sometimes a completely different reason. You weren't just going to get a sandwich. People come in now just to get our smoothies. And like Constantine mentioned, they're made with all real fruit. It's very fresh, great product. We make them on the spot. There's lots of options for people. You can have some sweet cookie type smoothies as more of a dessert to a meal, or you can have the fruit smoothie, and there's also what they call power smoothies, where you can add supplements. You can add, I believe, green tea, ginseng, bee pollen, multivitamin, whey protein, and different things to actually get energy boosts and good nutrients. So it's not some people hear the word smoothie and they're thinking throwing ice cream in a blender. It's nothing like that.
Right.
It's a great, great healthier type product with great taste and many different options to choose from.
And the base is like it's a lactose-free base. So it's, you know, and for a 12-ounce smoothie, you're only using 4 ounces of a base. The rest of it is all, you know, real fruit. So it's just a great product, and that paired along with a Blimpie, it's great.
Yeah, it really opened up the ability to serve more people. People who, like we said, don't want a sandwich. They want something different. We're within the strip mall that we're located in. There's also a kickboxing gym. So we have people come in sometimes after their workout to get a post workout smoothie. So So they're forgoing, you know, they're forgoing their sweet smoothies or their, you know, whipped cream and stuff, and they're coming in for an energy, you know, nourishing, replenishing type after workout shake smoothie. So there's really something for everyone there.
Well, I had a rushed, quick, tiny lunch today, so you guys are killing me on the food discussion. I need some more food in my life right now. Unfortunately, we are almost out of time. I could talk to you guys all day, and hopefully I can have you guys back on at some point, as there's a lot more we could dig into. But before I cut you loose this evening, I want you both to answer this question quickly. I'd love to see if the answer is different. You know, Blimpie's been around for more than 50 years. A lot of people love the brand, keep coming back for more, customers young and old, you know, older folks, you know, have loved the fresh sliced meats since the inception, and younger folks who love the bold flavors that Kahala has introduced to, you know, continue to parallel and grow and evolve. You know, really learn from, you know, the way industry trends are rocking and build some flavors that everyone loves. So I guess tell me, if you could only provide one reason to tell me why the Blimpie brand is poised for continued future success, you know, what's that one reason?
Who's going to go first?
Okay. The quickest thing or I could think of is because our parent company knows what the trends are, and they're looking for what the next best thing is, and they're continually improving product and marketing and giving new brand awareness to people, not only reinforcing the awareness that the brand has to those who love Blimpie, but like you mentioned, a new generation coming in and learning about the brand and falling in love with it again. And every 3 months, there's new specials that come out, great sandwiches, great products, and now on the smoothie side too, seasonal type items, and it's ever changing. It's not just the same old thing. There's the flagship type items that have been around forever, our Blimpie Best, one of the best sellers that we have, and then there's new things like summer promotion barbecue items. So that would be my answer of why.
I'm just going to simply say bigger, better Blimpie. You know, it's a bigger, better Blimpie now. It's, you know, you still have that classic Blimpie Best, but now we have those, you know, the pork sandwiches, you know, sriracha sandwiches, Sweet Baby Ray barbecue sandwiches. So it's a combination of everything. And Kahala is doing a phenomenal job of backing up franchisees and really helping us move forward. So we still have the classics, but we're going forward, and it's a great combination of just bigger, better Blimpie. So that's
nice.
How I see it. Yeah.
Love that sign up. So, for our listeners, if anyone's up there in the tri-state and wants to come see this shiny, excellent new store, where are they going?
They are going to 1001, that's 1001 Valley Road in Sterling, New Jersey. We are Blimpie of Sterling, located in Long Hill Township, right in the Valley Mall.
Nice. And if anyone, if maybe there's an email or something that you guys could share, you know, should any prospects be interested or anyone else want to get in touch with you with any questions about Blimpie or your decision to buy in, how can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. Our store email is blimpie.sterling@gmail.com. Super simple. So blimpie.sterling, that's STIRLING. @gmail.com.
Awesome.
And if
that's
anybody
perfect.
Wants, they can also visit us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. It's Blimpie and Surf City Squeeze of Sterling. But if you just search for Blimpie of Sterling, it'll pop up. You can send us a message there as well.
And also check out a few pictures of our store. We have listed there pictures from our grand opening. There's a lot of stuff on our Facebook page that shows the progress of our store. So.
Yep.
Beautiful. Well, gentlemen, I really appreciate your time. This was one heck of a podcast. A lot of information and stories and advice for our listeners to digest, and certainly helpful to them as they go through their due diligence process and consider buying a Blimpie franchise. So thanks to both of you guys for sparing some time for us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Really appreciate it. Look forward
Thank
to doing
you.
It soon.
Thank you so much for having
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you guys joining us this evening for the Blimpie Subs Franchise Show podcast. As mentioned, learn more about the Blimpie franchise opportunity at blimpiefranchise.com. Definitely download the brand new free Blimpie franchise information report at that website. And, of course, check out Blimpie's social media profiles, and their consumer website, blimpy.com, for more information on those tasty products that Constantine and Gary were sharing with us. But without further ado, had a wonderful evening. Thank you guys for joining us. Good night, everyone. We'll catch you next time on the Blimpy Subs Franchise Show podcast.
Thanks, Graham. Have a good night.